It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, joined by Matt Vasquez and Delta Spiro. Welcome, Matt.
What's up?
Well, what's up is that I guess this is the third tour cycle that you're working on Into the Wide, right?
Yeah, can't get enough of it.
And I was mistaken because I had thought that you guys never took a break, but you did take a couple of breaks for a couple of months and went home, right?
Yeah, well, you know, things slow down. We decided to stop touring in January and December because it's kind of death-defying to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, no competition, but man.
The roads don't always cooperate.
Yeah, it's not very nice out there. So we waited for the summertime, and now we're going out. We're touring. We're bringing our friends with us, or they're coming out and meeting us. And it's been fun so far. Show 3 tonight.
Yeah, and speaking of friends, the show at the Terragram tonight is Delta Spirit plus friends. You got Taylor Goldsmith, Sam Outlaw, Nate Willett, Richie Easton.
It's Richie Fullen from Guards.
I had it wrong.
There was a press debacle there. You know, Richie Eaton is really Richie Fullen.
Well, so now that's been corrected.
Yeah, he's going to kill it.
How did
he used to be in that band Willows?
How did the idea come to include some of your pals?
It's
not a middle brother thing, but it's
no. Well,
it's close, right?
It is. It's partly. We're doing so many times you do these tours and you get to be really close with one band, and we've had a 10-year career now and wanted to just do a tour where we get to hang out with everybody and have just one big fun last tour on this record before we go away for a while and make a new record.
So it will be a hootenanny of sorts at times where pals come up and pals either add or detract depending on their performance.
Yeah, I think the charm of it is what had been working the last two nights. So hopefully that just carries on into it. You know, it's not perfect, but it certainly is really fun and special.
You guys bring it so much live that anyone who's seen your shows know that it's kind of hard to resist and that everyone will join in on the fun. The place you're playing, you're almost inaugurating it. I think the first show was Spoon.
Yeah, last night. I went. It
so you
great.
Got to see the room.
Yeah, it's right next to the Monty, downtown, Koreatown, whatever. It's awesome. Yeah, I've been to the Monty like one time, and I loved it. But the venue, you're going to love that venue. It's going to be a new great spot to play in L.A.
Yeah, the guy who helped establish the Bowery Ballroom.
Yeah.
It's the Terragram Ballroom, which he named after his wife. It's Margaret backwards. A little fun fact for you to know.
Down in Reseda, where I left my keys, you picked them up and stepped right in. I had a vision about this very thing, but it's probably in my head. From now on, I'm gonna be your friend. Says you know I'm right. No more letters, just a will. All the prophets on the mountaintop. No one's hanging on the hill. From now on, I'm gonna be your friend. From now on. in my way. May the moment awake in your head, fall into the waters. Let your body do all the rest. May love never break you. May love never break you. Keep your heart on your sleeve. Well, don't let anyone else tell you different. From now on. From now on. From now on, I'm gonna be your friend.
You grew up in both California and in Austin.
Yeah.
Having different members living in different places, and particularly in places with music scenes where mm-hmm. most of the cities you mentioned have, do those music scenes start to inform the sensibilities of the individual members?
I think they're very much so. Like the LA music scene is a really sweet clique of people, really talented folks, always traveling. You get everything, same as New York, but it took moving away from the West Coast to realize how, as an adult, how isolated and special Los Angeles is, because it's so isolated. West Coast, it's its own island of
right. Country,
really dangerous. Yeah, culture, really fun, fast, insane, and yeah, I mean that's very much Brandon and John have that like on them, that on their skin, and then New York's it's like the same thing, just way more direct and dirtier, and you know.
But you guys infiltrated. Yeah. I'm sure while you were there, you.
Oh yeah,
you barged in on the music
scene. Living there for like
the
last 3 years was so fun. Just going to shows and starting wiffle ball leagues with other bands and promoters and stuff like that, and doing like just being involved. And going and doing fun stuff with
that's
each other.
You know, I've heard that's the new rage wiffle ball league.
Oh, yeah, you know.
It's you guys were the ones who started that.
Everyone's doing it now. We started that, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin that's Bronson says that wiffle ball's over now, though. But whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, I haven't done it in a while. Yeah, I was out before I got in. But Austin, for me, has been really great. Just having all the places to go swimming. It's just a city full of swimming holes. You don't have the ocean, but you have that. And the attitude about music there, I feel really kinned with. Like, just
it's total.
It's a mishmash of all things, and if it's not ugly and free, it's not good. And I believe that
it's a city that you know, people who've been there get a sense of it. You having lived there a couple of times, know it's almost everywhere. I mean, it's continual. I assume on one hand, it allows for a freeness to be able to drop in anywhere, know some friends, play, no big deal. But on the other hand, if you're trying to establish an identity, it's probably pretty competitive.
In Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming a larger pond of music. And looking through and all the guests that we've been asking to play, so many of them are actually on tour while we're asking them to play. It's like, oh, sorry, can't, like Spoon, for example. It's like, oh, well, we're kind of on tour right now. Sorry, you know, and there's a bunch of those situations. Or you run across a lot of really awesome bands that you're like, how is that band not more popular?
Thank you. When Miguel hit the ground, threw the padlock in the trash, finally found out just how much it takes for one whole year he spent making me turn red. Forget the light ahead. Forget the light ahead. Did I come to meet a felon in my head? He been stretching me right up on the racks. 4 years it's been the same, ignoring all the facts. Forget the light ahead. Forget the light ahead. It'll all live on, it'll all live on, it'll all live on, it'll all live on. Could I forget what you said to me? Sure as the sun will rise, you pay the penance in your bed. Forget the light ahead. Forget the light ahead. It'll all live on, it'll all live on, it'll all live on, it'll all live on.
The album really was a step forward. I expect now, and I'm certainly many of your fans expect, a continued, you know, growth. And,
well,
and when you're on the road a lot, how do you do that
stuff? You know, I always just tell myself before I get on stage, just don't suck. And I believe that that's a pretty simple way to look at life. You know, we get to go play music for a job, and if you're not doing that with full passion, you know, there's so many people that will
step right in,
replace you. And to be able to enjoy it with a whole heart of thankfulness and excitement, because, you know, you don't know how long you get to do this. So.
But it has to feel, at least it feels to me in surveying, you know, there's obviously we're a little biased because there's a large part of the band's development that was done right here in SoCal. So we feel, you know, a little bit of the hometown commitment, but the stature and the legacy of the band keeps growing. So where you do feel like you're only in second gear, you know what I mean? Like there's still a lot more
good
in the tank, right?
I think there's, you know, I feel like our best songs are still ahead of us and our best record's still ahead of us. And just trying to feel like every time we've made one, it's been like, oh, well, that's a lot better. Oh, that's a lot better. And then I think this tour has been the good challenge of like all of the things that we've learned. It's like Bruce Lee and trying to make Jeet Kune Do. No style.
So you guys pretty much know when you're going to run into each other on stage, leaping about. You've got choreographed moves.
Well, it's not choreographed so much as psychokinetic powers.
Quick reaction.
Yeah. Well, cat-like reflex.
It is. Listen, it's a tool. It's a live show that is just the energy level. Is insane in those shows. I imagine when you do get halfway into a tour, you got to get a second breath.
Well, your voice, the beginning's always the hardest, and then it's like your voice builds the muscle. Your voice can like handle 2 hours of music and 5 hours of sleep, and then this tour is great because we have friends to like help out. So if I run out of gas, I got somebody else that can take
hand
the verse. Yeah. And we learned a bunch of really fun covers. We've been covering Violent Femmes Added Up, which has been really great, and some Beatles and a bunch of that stuff. So if I get tired, I can be like, hey, we're doing this one. It's great. Yeah.
Throw in a fun cover and someone else can take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that adds, I guess, both for you and for the audience, you know, some unexpected twists and turns.
It's basically
of the show.
A traveling pool party show. That's what it is. It's so much fun.
Take this lightning off of me. Do wonderful. Need to keep all the stories of ancient Greece, Agamemnon, great Ulysses. Everybody talking about the language of the dead. Antiquated murmur, maybe Dylan might have said. Well, I'm not so self-assured. I can barely sing a word. Fads of the 60s in the 19th century. Leo Tolstoy, Robert E. Lee. We got a war on in our duplicity. Suburban white blasphemy. Everybody talking about the language of the dead. And a quite a moment maybe Dylan might have said. Well, I'm not so self-assured. I can barely sing a word. You can skim through every book they read. You can dress a little smarter and claim your head. But the way you've been seeking, you lifted it. Plagiarize the 20s. You never left. Take this lightning off of me. Too wonderful for me to keep.
The Terragram Ballroom is where it's going to be at. And
it's early. Doors are at 8. We play at 9. No opener. So come.
That's
early.
That is a very un-LA thing.
It's Monday night, and if you work for a living, want to have mercy on those who...
look at the things you are learning in your touring experience.
Yeah.
Come out.
No more shows at 1
9
o'clock.
We will get you home. You'll get a reasonable night's good sleep. You know, depending on how much fun you have, you'll hurt a little in the morning.
It's
but
like
not too
going
much.
To the movies with a hangover. Let's do it.
Well, it was great having you guys out here, and continued success with Into the Wide. And we hope that the and friends aspect of this tour really is just that for you, that pals come out, celebrate music, and just have a good time with people that really have a lot of passion and conviction for it.
It's
and I
really
know it's,
fun.
As you said, you have a thankful heart, and that's the great way to carry it. It's Matt Vasquez, it's Delta Spirit, and it's live on 88.5 KCSN.